Well, welcome to chapter 13, Common Pitfalls and Permission Slips. Because writing a book changes you, and finish it doesn't mean you feel finished. But sometimes there is a definite letdown, right? We wobble a little bit after the book and forget to take that big sigh and realize this is just a step in our journey. Right? It's not the end. It's just a part of the journey. So because you've climbed the mountain, and sometimes there comes a dip with that, right? That there could be an odd silence after we release, the inbox quiets, dopamine drops, it feels like something's wrong because we're not going. But nothing is wrong. This is an integration. And if you recall, we talked about the mid-book fog. And that can happen so many different places within writing. I just personally had that happen the last chapter, where I was like, I don't know what I'm saying, if I've said it, if I haven't, where it's at. It all becomes a little muddled in our heads, and that is okay too. Because we're right in the middle of creation, things overlap. Every person who's written a book thinks, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. But it's not confusion. It's just evidence that you're deep in the process. That can also happen at the end, right? Where we've written this book, we've launched it, and now we're like, wow, what just happened here? So taking a break away from the book for a moment, trusting in the process, and really doing things to come back to whatever normal looks like to you. And thinking about, really in a more strategic way, how we incorporate this book into our life. Because there can also become comparisonitis, right? We're scrolling through others' polished launches, thinking, oh my gosh, I should have done that. I could have done that. You're comparing your highlight reel, their highlight reel, to your behind the scenes. And that's a lot of what it is, right? So again, there can be a time where we need to step back from some of that and recalibrate a little bit. Visibility fear can happen, right? People start reading, your panic sets in. Like, what if they misunderstand me? What if they don't get the point? What if they hate my book? And that's totally normal. We're vulnerable, and writing is a very intimate process, right? But you can't control how people will receive it. We know your intention. You know your intention was to improve the world in some way. And that is all that matters. Because the other thing is, there could be people who take issue with your book for no known reason. I picked up a hater on Facebook, Hubert the Hater. And initially I thought, ooh, this could be fun. But then he started bad-mouthing other people who had commented about my book. So I had to block him, which is what I should have done initially. And that you have absolute permission to block people who are not on the same train as you, who are not celebrating you. And you will potentially have them. It is I wrote a book about storytelling. What in the world is offensive about that? Nothing. So just know that's possible. It does not have anything to do with you. It has everything to do with them and their unhappiness. But sometimes there are people that are more than willing to turn it on you. Perfection paralysis, right? I'm laughing because we notice one typo and then we want to burn the whole book and we're like, no, we gotta unpublish it. And nope, no one quits reading a book they love because of a comma or a word that if it's egregious and you got 100 misspelled words, but the way you wrote this book is not possible for that to happen. The goal is clarity, not flawlessness. It just shows we're human as well. And we've done everything we could up to the point of making ourselves crazy to make sure it was correct, right? So you're going to have to let that go. And then there's over-marketing burnout. You know, consistency beats saturation. If you hate posting on social media, but you love podcasting, go that way. There's all sorts of different avenues, right, to do marketing. And marketing the book naturally, right? Reader reviews or quotes from the book. All kinds of things that, but at some point it's, you could experience that, especially right after launch, right? Where there's been lots of activity and then it feels like nothing. And the imposter spiral, that voice, who am I to call myself an author? Let's answer that by saying, you're the person who finished the book. And sometimes it takes us a little bit to catch up with that accomplishment. But you are an author, I guarantee you, and as qualified as any other author out there. So here's my permission slips for you. The first one is rest is productive, right? Rest recalibrates that creativity. We've had a huge creative surge here in a very short time span. Whatever it is you love to do, I love to cook and listen to loud music, right? That's what rejuvenates me. But whatever it is, take that break, refill that tank, and realize you're going to have some of this emotional stuff come up. Let it go. Let it move through you. Permission slip number two, your story is enough. Your story is more than enough. You'll wonder if you should have added more research, bigger words, more episodes, tied them together differently. You're going to question yourself. But readers connect to resonance. They connect to authenticity. And your book is full of that because it came from your voice. So honesty is greater than authority. You are building authority simply by being an author. Permission slip number three. Mistakes don't erase meaning. A misprint, a lukewarm review, a friend's silence, none of it invalidates your message. Books are living things and they grow imperfectly like people. So knowing that, again, this is just one step on a journey, and none of those things diminish the fact that you are now a published author. And sometimes it helps to think about our journey, right? And this could also be great marketing material. What surprised you most about writing? What did it reveal about your voice or your values? And like, how will I do it differently next time, right? Because that gets us juiced up again. So you've walked through confusion, sometimes criticism, and you've completed the book and you're still standing. So this next step isn't about doing more, it's about owning who you've become.